Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, good evening, and everywhere to you. This is Jacob Tolley on Money for Your Ass. That's right. Name of my show is called Money for Your Ass. Today's topic, we're going to talk about John F. Kennedy and Bill Clinton. Back in the early 60s, before John F. Kennedy got assassinated, there's a photo of Bill Clinton shaking hands with John F. Kennedy. Now, this would be a shocking to a lot of people that's never even saw this at all. But back when Bill Clinton was going to law school, and there is one thing about this. You see, John F. Kennedy told Bill Clinton when he was a teenager. Now, this is back when Bill Clinton was a teenager. John F. Kennedy looked at Bill Clinton and he said, "You know what? You might be the future president one day." And then all of a sudden, Bill Clinton came president in the 1990s. Just think, the old president shaking hands with a future president. That's how Bill Clinton came in office anyway. When Bill Clinton told people that he shook hands with the president when he was a teenager, people called him a liar and all that. But when people started looking at the photo, it was Bill Clinton the whole time. Back in his high school years, which he was studying law and everything else, came the governor of Arkansas. And then Bill Clinton came president. But then, the scandals on Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton had a lot of scandals against him. He had Monica Lewinsky, Jennifer Flowers, all these women saying that he sexually assaulted them or something like that. Thing about it is, what's really crazy, he screwed them with a cigar. How in the hell screwing women with cigars is counted as rape? How in the hell? I mean, even in the 1990s, that was far-fetched. But, unfortunately, Bill Clinton was impeached because of the scandal. There's so many women. There's a lot of women saying it when he was governor, and he got police officers to pull women over and say, "Hey, would you like to ride with the president?" And then women are like, "Yeah, we'll ride with the president." And then he screws them in the back of the limousine. It's like, okay, there's no president can do that whatsoever. If I was a prosecutor back then, I'm going to say, you know what? This is just a scandal. The women's stories just don't make no sense whatsoever. But, unfortunately, Hillary Clinton came to the rescue. She's like, "No, my husband would never do such things." That's what Hillary Clinton says. But until this day, Bill Clinton pleads innocence to this day. But unfortunately, Hillary Clinton also had scandals too. All the way from people getting killed, hiding government secrets, giving away false statements to FBI, giving secrets to foreign governments. There's so many shit going on, it's pitiful. There's so many conspiracies, we don't even know where to begin. Only thing I could tell people is, conspiracies is not what we want. We're wanting facts, not conspiracies. We're wanting stuff that's happening. We don't need some conspiracy nut jobs. We don't need all this bullshit because it just makes people stupid. I got a headache already. I just feel like crap sported. You know what? I don't see why in hell I got off on talking about Bill Clinton when I should be talking about John F. Kennedy. But John F. Kennedy was a good president. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. He was a good president. He got us to the moon. But it took a long time for us to get to the moon. Luckily, we had a difference. My dad used to tell me the story about... See, my dad's already in his 70s already. He used to tell his mom, when he saw the TV, he said, "Mom, the president got assassinated." And his mother told him that he's full of shit. Then also when the news came on right around 6 o'clock in the afternoon, they heard it. His mom and dad heard it. They was crying their eyeballs out. And they said the end of the world is coming. The world without John F. Kennedy was over. Just like that. And my dad's parents voted for John F. Kennedy. It's hard to believe. When you vote for a president and then all of a sudden you saw him getting killed or something. The greatest president of all time. But at least Bill Clinton did say that John F. Kennedy was the best president that America would ever have and ever will have for many years to come. John F. Kennedy would be that shrine that people would always know. See, Abraham Lincoln, when he got assassinated by John Wilkes Booth, a lot of people say John F. Kennedy was a modern day Lincoln. He got killed. Abraham Lincoln got killed in a theater. John F. Kennedy got killed out in Texas in the back of a limousine. We've had a lot of presidents. We have two presidents in history that got killed. And the thing about it is, the greatest ones ever. When we celebrate the times of peace and happiness, and good men die for no reason. How come evil keeps on living and not dying, when the good has to suffer and die? That's what a lot of people would ask on that equation. Why? John F. Kennedy would be remembered as a president. It would make a world difference. But the thing about it is, there was a lot of conspiracies about John F. Kennedy's assassination. Lee Harvey Oswald told everybody he was a patsy. And then all of a sudden, Jack Ruby assassinated Lee Harvey Oswald. And then somebody assassinated Jack Ruby. And then somebody assassinated that guy, and then that guy, and then that guy. It seems like there was a whole lot of assassinations that went on there. John F. Kennedy would be remembered by those days. The FBI, CIA assassinated John F. Kennedy. If that's ever proven, if it's ever proven, the FBI and CIA would be no more. And that is more or less what I would say. We lost a good president because the FBI and CIA and NSA and all the rest of them. If those conspiracies are true, then I say no more to these government agencies. It's time to abolish the government agencies. We need leaders that would unite the people, not divide them. But the FBI and CIA and NSA would try everything in the book to destroy everybody. And I'm going to tell you this for a fact. For one fact to another, we're sick of conspiracies. We're sick and tired of people being divided. We're sick and tired of our great leaders in history being assassinated over political bullshit. We're done with this. We're sick of this shit. We're sick and tired of end of the world nonsense. We're sick and tired of all the bullshit's been happening over the years, over the centuries. We've had thousands and thousands of years of war, and we learned nothing from our mistakes. We've had diseases, famines, over the centuries. It could not be explained. But instead, we never learned from our mistakes. Everything we have done and accomplished was a waste of time. All because we couldn't get the results. We've been repeating the same mistake, expecting the different results. This pathway to the insanity. The pathway to the insanity is always here and always now. And I always say this in my message. One message for everybody. We all need to start getting along as people. Again. We all need to be people. We need to start getting along with one another. Don't have to like each other. But we still need to get along. Still got to get along. Sooner or later, we need to get along. That's what America is all about. We're not just United States of America. We're a nation of people. And the nation of human beings, it needs to bring peace and prosperity to all years come, for all generations to come and forward. That is the American dream. Own that. Treasure that. It's not about the freedom. It's all about world peace. World peace is what people would thrive the most. And with that end, that is what people need to treasure the most. Own that. Treasure that. Get along as people. Let's start being people. I am Jacob Tolley, your host on Money for Your Ass, and it has been a pleasure to send this message out. Until next time, watch out for the bye now.